Scam Week.
Yes.
Fraud Week.
National Consumer Fraud Week.
Now, we spoke to the ACCC earlier this week, and the reality is it doesn't matter how often we're told about things, we are being suckered in regularly, Dave.
Yes, and I think the report that the ACCC have pulled together on behalf of all of the consumer regulators is starting to, I guess, bring about some traction in terms of this is not a small issue. This is not just a few people being ripped off. It's systemic and it's big dollars and lots of detriment. It was pleasing to see that of all of the reports of scams that are coming into the consumer agencies and the numbers that the ACCC had of around 85,000, you know, we have 40-odd thousand who report separately to us at Consumer Protection, so our numbers aren't hooked in there. There's an 88% of those people are identifying it and reporting it and bringing it to people's attention. So that's very pleasing, but there's 12% of those contributors to the ACCC numbers who have paid money, lost money, and they're the victims who have actually lost things. So we've got still a significant number of people who are losing some big dollars.
Okay, we're going to talk to one of those in a moment. If you've got a question for Dave, 1-300-222-720, if you want to bring something to wider attention about something you bought or sold, the service you paid for but did not receive or was not as you expected, the manufacturer's warranty, you know the drill, 1-300-222-720. We're going to meet someone who, like so many others, was sucked into a scheme like this. And all I would ask you as listeners is to not make harsh judgment on Elise for the decisions that she made. For one, she's very brave to ring up and tell us that she got sucked in by. But this happens a lot.
Yeah.
And Elise has already paid a price for it. She joins me on the program. Elise, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Where does this story begin, Elise?
About the beginning of January this year.
Okay.
I got an email saying that if I rang this number that I had been made a beneficiary of a large sum of money.
Okay.
And if I paid a fee, I would be getting the money sent into my account.
Okay, what kind of money were we talking about, Elise?
$1.5 million.
$1.5 million.
Yes.
Now, I know this is a question that I can ask you today. Did it make sense that you would have been a beneficiary of something like this?
Well, it did, because they said that the United Nations had made funds available for the relief of poverty, and the people that were being chosen for the beneficiary was on their email address. And my email address had come up as one that would be a benefit by.
And you don't have a lot of money to start with, by the sound, Elise?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you were going to get this large amount of money. What did they want you to do?
They wanted me to start with, they said, to send them a couple of $1,000 to get the transaction started. And then when I did that, they say asking for more money. And as the people have said before, each time they ask you for more money. Then they said to me, oh, the money's available, but you haven't had an account with a Swiss bank in London for 2 years, so you need to pay the tax on that money.
Yes.
And then they said, after that, if you pay that tax, then we will transfer the money.
Elise,
and then they said, after that, once you get that in there, you will have to pay insurance on the transfer.
Okay. Did you ever doubt what you were hearing?
I didn't know, because they sounded so genuine. I was speaking with a lady in Malaysia and she sounded so genuine.
Now, how were you sending money to them? Was it wire transfer?
Western Union.
Okay.
And she, I think, is in the office of the Western Union in Malaysia.
Okay. Now, those of us who talk about this week in, week out are hearing all the obvious signs. They're obvious to us, Elise, because we've heard them many times before. Can I ask how much of your own money you handed over?
About $30,000.
Any chance of getting it back?
I don't think so. I think I put it down to experience, but I'd like to warn other people. And now, what the a financial advisor at the bank has told me, and I think you did as well, the bank financial advisor wanted me to change my email address, which I don't want to do. But the good advice that I have had is do not open any emails of anybody that you do not know.
Well, that's true. But gee, Elise, it's a big lesson to learn. If you were won over by this idea because you didn't have a lot of money to start with, you could ill afford to lose $30,000.
That's right. But that's it. No, I've learned from it. I will never, ever do anything like that again.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us this morning.
And see, I'm 83 years of age. I have a very handicapped daughter to support.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be good helping her. See, they what people have got to realise is they attack the elderly and the vulnerable. And because we were brought up in an era when everybody was honest, well, at least in my childhood, yeah. I never knew that other people stole from each other.
Yeah.
Because we grew up in a country district and nobody ever took anything that didn't belong to them. All we did was ever do was help each other.
Elise, I'm very sorry that you've had to go through this experience.
But I'm only doing this because yeah. If there's anybody listening in that can be saved from doing it, that will be my reward.
Good on you. And I hope that gives you some comfort, and I thank you for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Oh, that's okay. This is Elise's gone. Dave, that's terrible.
Yeah, and I've got to say, Jeff, that invariably when we get to speak to people who have become victims of these things, they are the genuine, trusting, salt-of-the-earth people, not someone who's just trying to get rich quick.
Yeah.
You know, they are absolutely conned, and we should never underestimate just how professional the people are that are conducting these scams.
Yeah.
If people have got access to the internet, they can go to our website and go to the ScamNet website, and under the listing of all of the scams, the first that's listed is a number 4, which is for 419 Nigerian scams, and that's about advanced fee fraud, which is exactly what Elise got involved in here. And there's a link to take you to a movie. It's about 20 minutes long, and if you can watch that and then take it as being the way in which these things operate, you'll get a much better understanding of just how slick and professional
yeah.
this is being set up across the world. And that's why they fish for email addresses and look for victims. You know, these things are going out in their thousands, and they obviously only have to get 2 or 3 Elises to
yeah.
respond, and they've made their money for the year.
And what's Elise's motivation? I take your point too. It's not that case that we sometimes get where someone thinks, gee, this would be great, why don't I do it? And she, in hindsight, has been pretty well targeted. She's 83 years of age. She does believe and trust. And she's got a handicapped daughter that she's looking after. And she's thinking, well, wouldn't this money be of enormous value? I think the problem too is maybe too many people don't tell other people about it.
Yeah, and that's certainly one of our
Let your
our
friends
worries.
Know. I mean, if you genuinely think you are going to be the recipient of this manna from heaven, tell a friend so they can say, are you sure this is fair dinkum?
Yeah, and look, Jeff, we often find that people are told in this coaching way that, look, don't tell anyone. This is important that you keep this to yourself.
Yeah.
And often it can become a bit awkward speaking to family and friends about these things because you don't want to be seen to be a fool. But if you went and spoke to someone at Consumer Protection, or you spoke to your bank manager or to an accountant or a lawyer, they are going to take it on a professional basis. It's going to be between you and that organisation, and they will give you some genuine, unconnected and advice, which is about, look, these are the hallmarks. Have they done these things? And it should start to ring some bells. So as much as we say talk to family, I often think that people find that a bit too difficult. Friends and family can, you know, I guess be a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
So go to someone independent. Yeah. Ring you on the radio.
Yeah, because everything that Elise told us, the good thing is, let's say, you know, 2 years, at least 2 years we've been having these very scam-specific conversations, so many of our audience understand it. I reckon they would have listened to it and gone, well, one, They'd never heard of such a program. Two, why would they be targeting me? Three, they're already asking me for money. Or they want a money transfer through Credit Western Union. And really, for those people listening, go, well, that wouldn't have been a good idea. And so Elise, good on you for being in touch with us. Bad circumstance, but may someone else not fall